Welcome to the Producers Journal podcast. My name is Derek. Thank you for joining me today. In this podcast, and in this episode specifically, I'm going to be talking about how to coach a new client through the development phase. And that's how this podcast works. I just talk about my current experiences as a way to hopefully educate a young producer out there looking to do this as well. But if you're looking for a top three list, 10 best reasons to do X, the five things you're doing wrong, any kind of list content, I'm not the guy for you. But I am here to share my experiences, and maybe you'll learn something from that. ShelbyRowProductions.com. This is brought to you by my business, Shelby Row Productions. Go to Facebook at SRP Studios. Instagram at Shelby Row Productions LLC. And you can support me by signing up to my Patreon subscription. Go to the description area and you'll see the Patreon link in there. Click on it. And if you don't know how Patreon works, it's a monthly subscription based platform. Or typically you get premium content that's only available on Patreon. All I have right now is a tier that's called the Tip Jar. It's $1 a month. And that's just it. It's support. And it does help. And if you're willing to spare $1 a month to help support this podcast, I would be so grateful for that. So thank you in advance, all 1,000 of you. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have 1,000 yet, but we're getting there. All right. So I today just had a coaching Zoom call with a new client. And it's been a while. It's been a while since I've had to coach a new client. That's a whole other story, but things have slowed down over the last several months, but I haven't slowed down because the work that had come in earlier this year were big accounts. So I wasn't looking for work as much, which is a no-no because you always need to be looking, because then clients come and go, and then sometimes you can get caught with your pants down and you're like, oh, I need some new clients. Regardless, I got a referral, or someone was referred to me. I mentioned this in the last podcast, I believe. Last one or the one before. So I got a new client. Oh, yeah, that's right. The last one I talked about, putting together a good service agreement. Well, the client I was referencing in that episode is the client that I met with today. He signed the launch agreement. And part of that agreement is some coaching time over a Zoom call. And that's what we did today. I say like 2 hours of Zoom calls of coaching is part of the agreement. But it's, if they need a third meeting, it's fine. I'm always here to help. If they need to call me on the phone, have a question, of course, I'm always available. But I always want to make sure that they know they're guaranteed at least 2 hours of my time to help coach them. So that's what we did today. And part of this meeting is to kind of assign this person homework and help them come up with the messaging, the name of the podcast, the description of it, and timeline. What things need to be done, how they need to be done, and when they need to be done by. So first off, I'm going to just kind of go over the pieces needed to go from idea to iTunes, is what I like to say. Because that's what happens. You just have an idea. You think you know what you want to talk about. And then there's a series of steps that need to be taken that will eventually get you to the point where someone can listen to your podcast on their phone. That's the goal for the launch phase. That's all we're going to talk about here. So first off, we need hosting. What is hosting? Hosting is a platform that you upload your audio into along with its title and description. And you hit publish on it. And it's just like if you're uploading something into YouTube, Facebook, you name it. That's really all it is. But in the development side of things, you use this hosting platform to connect you to iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Audible, iHeartRadio. There's a long list of audio podcast platforms that everyone uses. I personally like Apple or the iTunes app in my phone. They're all the same, but it's personal preference. So that's a subscription-based platform. It's like 10 bucks a month for the specific place that I point people to. It's a website called podbean.com. Step number one, they need to set up that account and give me the login information. That's easy. Now we got to start building pieces. The next thing I like to focus on is the graphic designing. And what that means is there's a term called cover art. And what that is if anyone that listens to podcasts know that when you pull up your podcast on your device, there's a square thumbnail that has the picture, the title of the podcast. More often than not, the host is on the title card or on the cover art. You can see a headshot of them. That's absolutely needed. You can't syndicate without that. So in that process, we figure out, okay, well, does the client already have some branding? If so, what are the color codes? What are the fonts? Let's match it so it stays on brand with their business. Do they want to have a headshot on there? Yes? Okay. Now there's a piece of homework. Give me a headshot. Send me your color codes. Send me your font types. So then I can work with my graphic designer and get that ball rolling. I try to tackle that one first because that's the most time consuming, which also depends on how hard the client's willing to work. I'll make more sense of that here in a second, but I need to make sure Mondo has ample time to put together the first round of designs based off the notes we get from the client, whether they have branding or not. Sometimes it's still shooting in the dark, so Mondo will design three different examples, send them to the client, and then the client will, sometimes we hit it out of the park. They're like, ooh, number two, perfect, done. Okay, great. Other times it's, I like a little bit of sample one, a little bit of sample two, not so much three. So can we try this, that, and the other thing? Okay, great. We do another round of revisions and we'll do that until the customer is happy. And there have been times where it probably went more rounds than we really wanted it to. Some people are just a little pickier than others. So cover art. That's one asset down. The homework for the client is headshot, hex codes, and font styles. Now we need to record or assign him to do some recording on his end. This is where things can get frustrating because I can't do what I need to do until he or she does what I need them to do. You want to record an introduction episode. Let's say you're going to have an interview style podcast, but you want to open it up with an episode that's about you. When I say you, meaning the host. Give the listener some context on who you are as the host, what you do, what the podcast is about, why you're doing it, what to expect from this podcast. What kind of problems are you trying to solve? How are you solving it? Call to action, where to find yourself, where to find the host, website, socials. Let the listener learn who you are. And then they can jump into an official episode and listen to you interview a guest for whatever topic this may be. In hopes that the audience will like your like you better, get to know you, trust you, if you're genuine or not. If they track with you as the host, then they're more apt to stick around. Okay, so now we have a piece of audio that I cannot record for this person. Now I have to wait for them to do it. More often than not, people don't even have equipment. So I just skipped over a bunch of a huge step, and that is getting a new client set up with the right kind of equipment, teaching them how to use a microphone. Sometimes we have to go to that base level. Not so much for today, not with this guy. He already had the microphone. He was all set up. That could be another episode. But at the end of the day, he still has that piece of homework, and he needs to record that, what I call trailer, for me. All right, so now to spice it up even more and make it sound more professional, it's good to have a produced intro and outro. Now, what is that? Anyone that's listening to this that listens to podcasts knows exactly what I'm talking about. But I know for a fact I have a lot of audience members out there that have no idea what podcasting is. So I'm trying to spell it out a little more for you. Intro usually has music and a voiceover. Now, voiceover is kind of self-explanatory. You mix the voice over the music. And typically it's the host that does this voiceover. Sometimes you get a professional voiceover artist. So that way you have a totally different voice than the host. But typically it's the host. And the goal of an intro is to encapsulate the meaning, purpose of the podcast in 20 seconds. Something quick and snappy, right? Let me pull up something here so I can kind of read. There we go. So for example, the podcast I'm working on with this guy is going to be called Structured Strengths. The tagline is connecting mind, body, and business. Who is it for? Contractors. What is it about? It's a podcast to help small business owners unleash their full potential in life. Why does it exist? To help others grow faster and deal with fewer pain points and achieve success at an accelerated rate. How is this host doing it? By pulling from his own experiences and coaching experiences in hopes that he can teach people based off his mistakes and save them time and stress and effort. Okay, so now we have enough information to write a good intro and an overall description of the podcast. So based off what I just told you, this is the intro that we wrote. Welcome to the Structured Strengths Podcast, where we help contractors and small business owners overcome obstacles in their day-to-day lives by connecting mind, body, and business strengths. Your host, Sean Stewart, pulls from his own experiences and provides solutions for individuals who need a kick in the ass. That's exactly what we wrote. He's the type of guy that would have that kind of attitude in a good way. I'm not saying a jerk attitude. I'm saying in a strong attitude, like it's time to work. So now he has to record himself reading that to me, or reading it, and then send it to me. You want a produced outro. Typically an outro is what's called call to action. You're thanking the listener for listening, You repeat the name of the podcast as a way to remind them what the hell they just listened to. And then you point people somewhere to a website, social media platforms, whatever. So it will sound something like this. Thank you for listening to the Structured Strengths podcast. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram and head to structuredstrengths.com to schedule your one-on-one consultation with Sean today. And as always, subscribe, rate, and review. Thank you for listening. So it pushes people into action in hopes that people listened all the way to the end. Again, homework. Client needs to record that and send it to me. I can't force them. I'm not there to hold their hand. But what my call was today was to help him write these things and guide him through a series of questions that gets us to a point where we can have a nicely crafted intro script, outro script. And we do that by just going through a list of topics, like things, fill in the blank type of stuff. Target audience. Okay, who are you trying to reach? He was like, oh, contractors, blue collar workers, small businesses. Okay, well, what do they need? What do you feel like they need? And what kind of problem are you trying to solve? He's like, they need clarity and personal development. Okay. Then we come up with a name, Structured Strengths. Like, we need a good tagline. Usually it's three words. And he just came out with it. Mind, body, and business. I was like, that's perfect. So you just keep building. Keep building from there. Okay, who? Contractors. What? A podcast to help small business owners. Why? Help them grow faster. Fewer pain points. Accelerated growth. How? The host will be pulling from his own experiences. Solution outcome. Overcome obstacles in their day-to-day life. Achieve success at an accelerated rate. Just keep going through these things, and then you just pull from all of that, and then that's when you get your script for intro and outro, and another asset, which is the written description. So I need a description to put in the description region in the hosting platform, so when I post it and publish it to iTunes, then people can read what the podcast is about. And it's basically the intro, a little longer. But I don't need him to do that for me. That's been done. That's what we did today. So that little asset's done. It wasn't homework for him. Back in the day when I was a lot looser in how to coach and would just basically give people a list, I need these things, then I would have to wait for them to write the description. Then I'm putting it on them to write the script for intro and outro. Now, part of the coaching deal is I help them write these things. Because I'm also better at it now. I'm smarter at it now. And it moves things along. So rather than him having homework for writing intro, outro script and writing the written description, all he has to do is record the intro and record the outro. That's it. It's already written now. And the written description is done. So there's that. Well, now, okay, you heard me mention earlier that the produced intro and outro have music. So that's the next nugget of the next, you know, piece that I need that only the client can do. And that's choose the music. I guess I could choose the music, but I always push it to them because they know the feel they want. If the host has kicking ass in his intro, clearly he's not going to want, you know, jazz flute music. He's going to want some rock and stuff. He's going to know better than me what it should sound like, what he really wants, part of his personality. And you have to buy unlicensed music, so he needs to pay for it. So I send him to a few websites. I give all these clients three websites to go source where they can find music that's unlicensed, royalty-free, meaning you buy it, you own it, and you don't owe any royalties to a publisher. It's done. $50, you own the song, free to use, safely. So that was his homework today, find some music. So now in order to do and complete the intro and outros, I need his voiceovers and music. That's it. Like, it's on him now. This guy's going to get it done, I can already tell. But some people, that's where they start dragging. They don't do their part, which can get frustrating. And that's it. That's the homework that I had to give him today to give me everything I need. Again, I need to produce a full piece of audio. That trailer introduction episode with a nice intro, nice produced outro, packaged together, edited nicely, done. I need to upload it into a hosting platform. By now, he's given me the login information, and I've set that up. Then I need artwork. I upload the artwork into the hosting, along with a title and the podcast description, the description for the trailer, the titles. I already have the written description, but by this time, that's what I need. That's in there now. And then it's all on me. Once I get all the pieces I need, then now the ball's totally in my court because I have to then do what's called syndicating. And that's when I attach the podcast and submit it to iTunes, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, the whole list, like I said earlier. Takes 3 to 4 business days for everything to update and go live. And once the podcast is available on all those platforms, I get all the links to each platform, put them on one big Google Doc, and then ship it to the owner, the client. And that's a good feeling. I always like that feeling. It's always like, hey, congratulations. You are officially a podcaster. Here's where you can find your podcast in all these different locations. You're a professional. Everything looks great. And good to go. Then that's when it bridges to the production phase, the production tier, rate, all the above is now we're looking at episode to episode. That's a different agreement. He and I have not got there yet. And that's a different episode to talk about. But I thought it'd be cool today, since it just happened. Like, I got off the Zoom call with this gentleman 90 minutes ago. And I thought, well, I wanted to record an episode today. So I thought this would be a great topic to kind of run through everything I just did. And that's probably the most educational I've been on this podcast, going step by step on something. But, you know, it's what I did. It was an experience, and I'm sharing it with you. Maybe you learned something. I hope you did, or maybe not. Either way, if you're still listening to me right now, thank you for hanging in to the very end. And thank you for the comments on YouTube. I really do love it when y'all digest the content on YouTube. Quite honestly, to be completely transparent, why do I like it when you listen on YouTube? Because it's monetized. And that also helps support this podcast. So I appreciate that. Again, ShelbyRowProductions.com. If anyone listening to this is interested in starting a podcast, I do free 15-minute consultations. Just go to the website, ShelbyRowProductions.com. Scroll to the bottom of the homepage, and you'll see a button that says schedule consultation. Click it. It'll take you to a calendar where you pick a date and day and time that works for you. It automatically hits my calendar, and I know when to prepare and hop on the Zoom call and meet you in hopes that we can think of something to do in a podcast we can produce together and take it from there. So rates are adjustable, and I look forward to meeting you. I hope someone steps up. Thank you so much, and you all have a great day.